Let us worship God. Let us sing in Psalm 106 and verses 1 to 6. Psalm number 106. Give praise and thanks unto the Lord, for bountiful is he, his tender mercy doth endure unto eternity. Psalm number 106, and we sing the opening verses 1 to 6. Now let us read in the first epistle of John. We were reading this first chapter just not so very long ago, in 1 John chapter 1, but we're going to read again in the first letter of John chapter 1 from the beginning. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, we declare unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, these things I write unto you that you do not sin. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And we'll leave the reading there. Let us join together in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we sing these familiar songs in the psalm, as we read these familiar words in John's epistle, we pray that as we come to these well-trodden passages in Scripture, that we would be refreshed, that they would not be dull to us through over-familiarity, but rather that we would value them as the finest of the wheat, as it were, and be glad to be reminded of the old paths and the old utterances of the Scripture that deserve to be remembered and read over and over again. And we do rejoice, O God, that these words are imprinted in the Scriptures, and the Scripture can never be changed. What is written, and all the fashions and all the objections and all the imaginations of men can never change the words that God has given to us. And so this morning, as we gather once again under the open Scriptures, we pray that the authority of the Word would be our guiding light as we worship now, and that these scriptural truths would be the format, as it were, of our thinking, the shape of our whole outlook on life, and our outlook on the gospel, and our outlook on ourselves, our outlook on salvation, our outlook on sin and on eternity. We give thanks, Heavenly Father, that when we read these famous words of Scripture, we are reading history, and we are reading prophecy, and we are reading contemporary issues, and the timelessness of the Word is always before us, even when we are taken back into the ancient songs of Israel, into the ancient history of Israel, when we are taken forward into the glories yet to be revealed. We are always given something that is relevant for today. Encouragements, examples, rebukes, reminders, all kinds of teaching pressing upon us in our daily living, the choices that we're to make, how to live today, what to do, what not to do, what to say and when to remain silent. And all of these aspects of biblical truth come into play as we try to live by faith and not by sight. We rejoice in Christ Jesus, O God. Wherein else can we find eternal life? We rejoice in the words that he spoke concerning consolation, as over and over again in the Gospels we find him comforting the faithful. Be of good cheer, he would say to people, thy faith hath saved thee. What do you want me to do? He said to the blind man, Lord, that we may receive our sight. And he healed and blessed them and restored their sight and received all who came to him, healing them all, giving words of encouragement, reminding them to go and to sin no more, reminding them that their sins were truly forgiven and would never ever be brought into account ever again. Oh God, this is the gospel. This is the gospel, so free, so finalized in Christ. And we are so prone to invent rules and regulations. We are so prone to imagine that the law is the way of salvation. We are so prone to emphasize so many false doctrines, so many false duties, so many false ways. We are a veritable factory of inventions, as a wise man has said, and our heart is a very veritable factory of heresy and false teaching, and we are prone so easily to be led astray, as our first parents were, away back at the beginning of human history, led astray, deceived by the evil one. And down through the centuries to our very day now, it is the same with us, O God. We are, as it were, always like those Athenians, wanting to know something new and forgetting the things that have been deposited for us in the scriptures, that we may learn after a lifetime's learning, still learning the ways of the Lord. And we are prone to wander off into other fields of enterprise and endeavour and wander away from Christ and that straight and narrow way. Heavenly Father, we ask for grace to guide us always in the right way, to listen to the word of God when it tells us this is the way, walk in it, when it appeals to us to return, when the seeking Saviour comes after the wandering sheep. We pray that we would not wander further from him and make us harder to find, but rather that we would see the overtures of the gospel, the shepherd coming with outstretched arms across the dark places and the dangerous places to find us, and that we would be glad that we have such a one, the good shepherd who goes seeking the sheep to bring them back. And there is rejoicing among the angels of heaven, even over one sinner who repents. We pray that the angels in heaven today would rejoice over many sinners repenting. And if we are not yet among the penitents, Lord, we pray that today we would be a cause of happiness in heaven and joy in the heavenly company over our repentance. We confess, as John encourages us to confess, our sins. If we say we have no sin, we are simply deceiving ourselves. And so often we, O God, are prone to deny our sins. So often we hide our sins. So often we excuse our sin. We minimize our sin. We pass it off as a trifle. And so often we deny in the face of the most obvious evidence and reality. We deny that we are as sinful as all that. And yet the scripture is clear concerning sin. And the scripture is equally clear concerning salvation. Those who believe in Christ shall be saved. Those who do not believe in him, the wrath of God remains upon them. That awful wrath of God, so deserving, so severe, so final, and so needless in our case. So we pray that once again we would listen to the voice of the Lord and walk in his ways, believe, repenting, and walking humbly before our God. This is our prayer, O God Most High, as we gather again around the living scriptures, and all for God's glory, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we're going to read further in Paul's first letter to Timothy and in chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2, and reading from the beginning. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Saviour, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due times, whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and do not lie, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth, in faith and reality. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. In like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becomes a woman professing godliness with good works. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection, but I suffer not a woman to teach nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed, then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, was in the transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing, if they continue in faith and love and holiness with sobriety. And so on. Amen. Now, the notices are the following. This afternoon service at 4:30, once again, is a recorded service. And Wednesday, a recorded service at 7 p.m. And again, we anticipate next Lord's Day to be the same. As always, we welcome visitors to these services. I would remind you that I've offered on a number of occasions in the past, and I'll just come back to this again, that if any of you wish to contact me over any issue at all, just lift the phone. I'm available for you. I am bringing this up because there is a kind of strange silence regarding these things, and I don't know whether it's you think I'm hard to talk to, and maybe I am. I don't know if I am. I try not to be. But I'm available for you. And I am reaching out to the congregation 3 times every week. I'm approaching you, and I am always inviting you to listen in, and I welcome you to these services. And it would be good if there was a two-way flow in communication on the things of the Lord and how you're going during these COVID and other kinds of closures. So I just remind you of that, and I'm available for you if you wish to speak to me. We remind you also of the offering for the Lord's work. Now we continue in Psalm number 107. The Psalm number 107, and again we sing from the beginning to the 7th verse, opening 4 stanzas. Psalm 107, praise God, for he is good, for still his mercies lasting be. Psalm 107, verses 1 to 7.